Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Wednesday, 15th of May, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are likely to take cues from global markets and open higher today. Trends in the GIFT Nifty also hint towards a positive start for the broader index with a gain of around 70 points. In the previous session, Sensex and Nifty surged for the third consecutive day, with the Sensex up over 300 points and the Nifty holding above the 22,200 level. In the broader market, the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices also showed strength, gaining over 1% each after its recent correction. At close, the Sensex was above the 73,000 mark, up 0.45%, while the Nifty ended at 22,218, up 0.51%. On the technical front, despite its gains, the Nifty 50 closed just below the lower band of the rising channel. The Nifty managed to close above the crucial level of 22,200. Nonetheless, it needs to return within the channel to sustain momentum in the coming days. In the near term, analysts believe a decisive move above 22,250 could propel the index towards the higher level of 22,600 in the short term. Conversely, a failure to maintain these levels above 22,200 might trigger selling pressure in the market. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Stocks like Indus Towers, Phoenix Mills, PB FinTech will be in the radar after these received an inclusion in the MSCI Standard Index following its latest rejig. Shares of Cipla will also be in focus as the drug maker's promoter group is likely to offload up to 2.53% stake through block deals, as per reports. The expected offer size of the deal is at ₹2,637 crore. Colgate India will also be buzzing as the company reported a consolidated net profit of ₹379.82 crore for the March quarter, a growth of 20.1% from the year-ago period. Total sales came at ₹1,480.66 crore, rising 10.4% over the year-ago quarter. Now, it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. In the US, trade was upbeat ahead of the release of the April inflation data, due later today. Overnight, the Nasdaq Composite surged 0.75% to end at a record high, while the S&P 500 closed with 0.5% gains. The 30-stock Dow Jones Industrial Average also rose 0.3%. Markets in Asia also followed the queue and inched higher in early trade today. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index opened 0.4% higher. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 0.75%, while the broader TOPIX added 0.53%. Markets in Hong Kong and South Korea remained closed for a public holiday. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Shyam Chandak of Elios Financial Services, who will share his thoughts on how to sail through the market in times of volatility. Let's tune in.
We're more than halfway down the election season as well as the result season, and there has been some volatility in the markets over the past few weeks. Now, valuations in some pockets were certainly stretched. This volatility has helped clear the froth to some extent. But I see more volatility in the build-up to the results for the next couple of weeks now. If you look at 2014, the India VIX that tracks the implied volatility of Nifty options was quoting at levels of 38. In 2019, the VIX was quoting at levels of 32, despite 2019 being a low volatility year. Now in 2024, the VIX is in its early 20s. So I see there's still some way to go there. Probably the next 2 weeks could be, could bring a lot of volatility. But I also think that we tend to overestimate the role an election plays in the larger market trend. Because after all, India is in a very sweet macro spot. The macros, in fact, have been improving with each passing day. So I would recommend staying put and adding stocks on every correction in such a market. The FIIs, although have been on a selling spree, the selling that started in April has now intensified in May. Although I don't think the markets would correct in a big way, at this point, more than hoping for the political stability, we should be hoping for continuation of the ongoing reforms and policies. If the policy stability continues, I would recommend focusing on the same capex themes like infrastructure, defense and manufacturing. We also need to be cognizant of the fact that sometime in the second half of the year, as inflation comes under RBI's targeted range, we would see the interest rate trajectory moving downwards. That would definitely be supportive to stock valuations. Rate-sensitive sectors like banks, NBFCs and capital-intensive sectors like infrastructure and real estate can be expected to do well. In the past few days, there have been quite a few stocks which have delivered great numbers but still have seen a sharp correction. Well, I believe now is the time to enter such stocks. There are always businesses that we tend to like, but at times we don't like the valuation. Such a correction provides a chance to add the stock of your choice at a valuation of your comfort.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Thursday at the same time.